Al-Qaeda has been trying its hand at governing. The terrorist group is taking over territory, then providing services, trying to win over citizens who live there. It has happened in Somalia and in Yemen. Most recently, Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda have staked a claim in the northern deserts of Mali. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has this report on Al-Qaeda's land grabs.
To understand Al-Qaeda's emerging strategy, you have to go back to 2005, when an arm of the terrorist group decided that it would take control of territory in Iraq.
They tried to establish some sort of local caliphate, a local emirate, and it went horribly wrong.
Peter Newman is a professor of security studies at King's College London.
They were abusing the people that they were governing. They were imposing very harsh rules. They were going against the tribal structures. Ultimately, the local people turned against them.
Turned against Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. His suicide bombers blew up open-air markets and ignited car bombs. Eventually, local Iraqis realized that al-Qaeda's attacks were killing more Iraqis than Americans. So the locals sided with the U.S. Tips flooded into U.S. intelligence forces in Iraq, and the Americans found and killed Zarqawi in 2006. London terrorism expert Peter Newman says the lesson was not lost on al-Qaeda.
There was a huge amount of soul-searching going on within the movement afterwards, and the conclusion was that we have to immerse ourselves with the people rather than go against them.
I think the mistake that we in the West so often make is to only view al-Qaeda as a terrorist organization that only carries out terrorist attacks.
That's Gregory Johnson, a Yemen expert at Princeton University. And he says that targeting the West is only part of what al-Qaeda wants to do.
It wants to provide a way of life. It wants to implement what its own version of Islamic law.
And al-Qaeda affiliates seem to have decided that doing that requires land. Al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen, known as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP, is the group Gregory Johnson has studied most. And he says in 2011 and 2012, AQAP started taking over towns in southern Yemen. The Arab Spring had started, the Yemeni government had all but crumbled, and the Yemeni military wasn't putting up a fight. So
they were administering the towns, and really they were essentially the de facto government there. It was al-Qaeda who was providing services, al-Qaeda who was providing teachers, running the police forces, and so forth. As difficult as it is to believe, al-Qaeda was doing a better job of providing services to some of these areas than the Yemeni government had been doing for decades.
Obama administration officials have a more skeptical view of how well al-Qaeda governed the areas it controlled. But given that the Yemeni government has been virtually absent for so long, even a day of electricity or a policeman on duty goes a long way. There's a precedent for what al-Qaeda is doing. Other violent groups have provided social services.
And that's ultimately the lesson from Hamas.
Peter Newman from King's College London is referring to the Islamists who govern the Gaza Strip.
Hamas is so difficult to counter as a military force, not because of their military strength, but because they are so immersed within the population.
What's so interesting about the al-Qaeda strategy is that it defies Osama bin Laden's wishes. Letters found in his compound in Pakistan show bin Laden telling leaders from AQAP not to take over territory in Yemen. He said that the group didn't have the ability to govern. The U.S. military has been helping Yemeni forces drive al-Qaeda from southern Yemen. But Johnson says the group thinks the retreat is only temporary.
In letters that they left in the towns that they abandoned, they essentially said, we'll be back.
Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.